everybody. Here we are, Red Leaf RetroCast Anime. It's been a month. Hickey, do you have a working computer?
I do. Barely.
Oh, shit. Barely.
Maybe. Good enough. As everything in life.
No podcast recording from your phone and inside a car?
I hope not anymore. Let's go to that.
Well, okay, today we are doing Area 88, the TV show.
Yay!
The TV show from 2005?
2004.
Four. I'm looking at it. It's four. Winter 2004.
Okay, so we did the 80s OVA like 3 or 4 years ago. So why are we doing the TV show?
Competition, yay.
Ah, little compare and contrast. Is the TV show better than the OVA? Was it worth making? Actually, that's a pretty good question, because there's some OVAs I'd wonder from the 80s if they were turned into TV shows in the modern era. See how they'd... Would it even be worth doing?
Could it be worth doing? I mean, it depends on the OVA.
Right.
Like, some OVAs, sure, but if we're talking about, like... the genocybers and the stuff like that, then absolutely not.
Why? Okay, it's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking the exact same anime.
I mean, that was just an example. It's like, it's so 80s, it's so specifically 80s that it's just like, okay, like if you were to remake it today, well, first off, you wouldn't be able to get away with half the shit that's in Genocyber today anyways. So,
just, I don't know,
what's the point?
Bastard on Netflix.
There is Bastard on Netflix, weirdly enough.
Does Violence Jack has a TV series?
Violence Jack has many OVAs, but I don't think it has a TV series.
Hmm.
It's one of those like weird spin-off things, like, because there's so much from that. Like, Violence Jack, there's obviously Devilman, the many Devilmans,
yeah,
and you have like the demons, King Mao, like Daima, whatever the fuck it's called, stuff like that. There's so many like spin-offs. That's like, I'm sure there's like something that's named something else that's technically fucking Violence Jack. I don't know.
Well, then on the
like
flip side,
anything Gonagai, Mazinger C, but it's actually Violence Jack.
Well, then on the flip side, you would have kind of those long-running episodic shows from the 70s and 80s, if they're turned... Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
Astro Joe was attempted to make in the modern day, and I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's not nowhere near as good. It's also 12 episodes, yeah. So, you know, there's that.
Megalobox?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a second season, didn't it? Yeah, I did.
There's a second season, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
the second season is better than the first one.
Really?
That's good. I just...
I mean, at least in my opinion, but like, yeah, it's the kind of story I like.
Same. that's why I have a problem with Megalobox. Like, I don't think Megalobox is bad. I just don't like it because there's a better version of it.
Yeah.
In most departments, except for animation, Megalobox got Ashitano Joe beat in the animation department. But
oh, that's bold statement.
Of course it does.
You mean things actually move?
Yeah.
Maybe music. Music was good as well in the Megalobox.
Music was very good in Megalobox. I really like... But, I like the music in Ashitano Joe as well, although for very different reasons. Like Joe's whistling theme from Ashitano Joe, I think that's nice. Yeah, like, but it's kind of that. It's like, it's more subdued, I guess. Megalobox is more... a little bit more in your face, but I like that as well. Like the ED from Megalobox, the first season. That thing's a jammer.
So Hickey, since we did like impressions and whatnot way back a month ago, and it's been a while since we've talked to you, have you watched anything from the recent season?
I am trying to catch up. I watched the first episode of everything, and then my PC exploded randomly. So I am catching up. I caught up to what, 3 anime so far.
Okay. What are they?
Which is Idolmaster and...
of all the choices.
Yeah, it's Idolmaster. Like, I'm a fan of Idolmaster, what can I say? The harem one?
The harem one? Oh, yes, of course. Who could forget?
Yeah, the cafe. Megami no Cafe Terrace. And a little bit of the weird show about the guy who got thrown into a river and reincarnated with the god of the weird cult his father had.
Oh, yeah, that show. Yes.
What? That show. That show is absolutely, it's a fucking riot, that show.
Well, hold on. A guy goes in a river and he's reincarnated as what now?
Basically, the parents of the dude runs a cult. And it's a cult that believes you need to be a macho man for some reason.
Okay.
So they decide, you know what? My son is going to be the new messiah. So they tie the dude, put him inside of a barrel, and tell him, we're going to throw you into the ocean, and you're just going to come back alive after 3 days.
Oh,
so they okay. do that. And he actually gets reincarnated into this world where there's no religion. Everyone is a huge-ass pervert, but they're not actually, like, you cannot call them perverts because perversion doesn't exist. So they have a bunch of sexual shit and innuendos, but it doesn't equate to anything.
What the fuck?
For some reason, there's a bunch of weird rules, like, oh, we gotta kill people for some reason, and why not? So the guy gets killed, main character again.
Okay.
And the cult his father was the leader of, the god of the cult actually exists, makes the main character come back to life and becomes his companion. And him, together with the god, decide, you know what? We're going to introduce religion to this world. But the god is also a pervert, so it's just a...
What the fuck?
...sadomasochistic perverted cult they start, and they start just converting people. It is absolutely insane, and I love it. It's so good.
All right, I got to watch the show now.
Yeah.
6.83 on my anime list. 98,000 people are watching
the animation. Yeah, the animation is kind of bad.
No,
they cannot animate liquids correctly. That's how bad it is. It's like, oh yes, let's just animate some wine dripping, and the fucking wine has the viscosity of used engine oil. Like, ah, that's not a good animation right there. Specifically used. It's not the pristine green looking one. The nice stuff. It's kind of the bad stuff. And the tail of it also. Once the head came out from the draining.
Kamikatsu working for God in a godless world. Okay.
It is an absolutely amazing show. Right, I have nothing to add.
Looks like I gotta check this out for sure now.
Yeah. Sounds absurd. Don't go too hard on the show, please.
Well, it's, I don't know. Dumb. I'm watching this piece of shit show called I Got a Cheat Skill in Another World. And...
Oh, yeah. I need you.
God, it's terrible. It's terrible. Smartphone. And yet I watch it every week. I don't get it.
Yeah.
These people watching anime, God. Man. These people can watch all the anime they want and they choose to spend it doing this shit, man.
Yeah, golf, anime, and Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. That's been my life lately.
True. Yeah, but it's shit anime, so like...
I got a free Metro game, so I'm gonna play that instead of watching.
Like, a little... we're talking old school Metro or the new school?
I think it is. It is old school. It was the... Let me just open Steam. Take a look. It was free on Steam, so just... Metro Last Light, complete edition.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we played... played one of the Metros, I think it was the original, on the Retro Game podcast here at Red Leaf Retrocast not too long ago. Relative sense, it could be like fucking 7 months ago at this point.
Not too long ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, don't worry about that part. It's like reviewing Twilight Princess. When was the last time you played it? I don't know. Fucking last decade.
reviewing Twilight Princess. When was the last time you played it? When it came out.
I was like, oops. Actually, I played it, I actually beat that game, I think, 2 years ago at this point. So it's still very fresh in my mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I guess, besides Dortmund blundering the Bundesliga and leaving me in tears and shame, anime-wise, Tori, have you checked out, Heavenly Delusion yet?
I watched the first episode.
Okay.
Didn't really get to go any more into that. Mm. And, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Like, the setting seems very interesting, although the first episode seems a little all over the place, but that's kind the point. That's the point, I guess. And so it's hard to sort of get a grasp on what is happening. I definitely like the sense of humor, the way they're handling the sense of humor, right? Because it's very post-apocalyptic and shit like that, and they show you some bad shit, and, you know, we're trying to survive here and do shit like that, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's not like everybody's like, oh, doom and gloom. I mean, we have those characters as well, but, like, the two teenagers we run into, it's like, they're kind of just happy-go-lucky a little bit considering their situation. It's like, well, why? It's like, well, motherfucker, we don't know anything else. This is our life.
Right. You know? They grew up in this post-apocalypse.
Unlike the fucking old, unlike the old broken-down bums that they run into, it was just like, man, these people would have been going to school. And now they're out here robbing us. playing us for fools with toy guns and stuff like that, which was actually a real gun, which I thought was kind of funny. He's like, I don't know if this thing can shoot. Oh, it can. Oh, I'm so lucky. Anyways, can we borrow a charger? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah, don't do anything weird or I'm gonna shoot you again. Yeah, no, don't shoot us. All right, it's fully charged. Thanks. Takes the battery and inserts it into the gun. They're like, oh, yeah, no, okay, bye. Wait a minute. The battery was for the gun? It wasn't loaded? and then, of course, we got the little look with the monster at the end there as well. But, yeah, like, it's definitely interesting. I like the way the monsters look. I like the feel of everything. And I do want to check out more of it. Just, I have a week left of school, and I need to finish that first. And then I can be unemployed.
Damn right, the joys of unemployment in modern society.
You say that, I'm fucking 27 years old, and there's no joy of unemployment anymore at this point.
Gotta get your life going.
Yep.
Gotta be like Hickey and I, where we just talk about just life and despair, and working and no more vacations and holidays.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still very much enjoying Heavenly Delusion. You talked about comedy. There's a moment in, I think it's like episode 6 or something, where one of the characters accidentally has, like, he almost has sex accidentally. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah, no, that's definitely a problem that I can relate to. I hate when that happens. That happens all the time.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, man, tripped. Oops.
Whoops.
When you drink too much and wake up in a brothel. Never happened to me.
No,
of
never.
Of course it did.
Never.
Never.
But I will say, Hickey, Oishi no Ko, the My Star anime you recommended.
Oishi.
Oishi.
Oishi. Oishi.
Yeah.
You just wait a minute. Hold on.
You realize,
No. No.
JD, when you use this title in Japanese, you need to understand that Oishi and oishi are two different words, and it changes the meaning of
look,
the fucking
look. Japanese is hard, okay?
I know. That's why I'm telling you. She's just like, oh yeah, no, I watched some Oishi no Ko. I was like, oh wait. You're watching what? No.
Oh my god.
You're watching some delicious kid. What the fuck?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh no. Should just be the tagline of this episode now.
Delicious kid.
Delicious children.
The delicious kid.
It's like, oh no. Anyways.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, Hickey, I really, really enjoy the show. It's really good. It's
yeah, it's a soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But it actually
it's a Mexican soap opera, but in Japanese. Yes.
It actually had a, as everyone knows, I'm a wrestling fan. The show actually came
on.
Yeah, I know, crazy. The show actually came under some fire because of the social media episode and one of the actresses coming under fire of basically Twitter flaming her and all these things, and then she tries to commit suicide. It happened to essentially come out the day that a famous women's wrestler committed suicide 3 years ago, and the mother was less than pleased, let's say, and called him out for basically saying that.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw Yahoo News.
Yeah.
Japanese Yahoo News.
Yeah, so there's a big discussion
actual
about
preferred,
that.
The actual preferred news site of Japan.
Right.
But yeah, I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's a weird coincidence.
Yeah, and the story
hoping
being
for
told
the best.
In the show.
I think it was planned. I 100% think it was kind of planned, because I'm pretty sure the guy who writes Oshinoko is the same guy who wrote Kaguya-sama.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he knows about Hana Kimura. And I'm pretty
sure. Of course he does. Of course he does. I don't think he's admitted to that.
He hasn't admitted, yeah. But
when it comes to the actual story, he's talked about like how much research he's actually done to make sure that all of these things are authentic. Right, like before he even started writing any Oshinoko, he went to a bunch of people in the industry to talk to them to get their stories, because that's sort of what he bases this on. So he has a lot of that information.
I thought it was just like
even the first spoiler, the end of the first like scene, the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The knives and the rocks.
Uh huh.
You know, that is also based on an actual crime that happened.
Oh, wow. I didn't know any of this. I just thought it was like, a commentary in general. I didn't realize he was taking so many real world things to his writing.
Oh, no, he's very thorough, but fact checking.
I'm pretty sure there was a crime like that in the 2000s. Like an idol was, I think she was jogging and a stalker just came in. Grabbed her, dragged her to like below a bridge and stabbed her to death, something like that.
What the fuck?
So it wasn't, you know, inside of her house, but I know, I'm pretty sure someone famous got stabbed out either to death or almost to death.
Crazy.
Yeah. You know?
Well,
yep.
Eyes are opened a little bit there. Wow. Okay. I'll have to like mull that over with this new information.
So now also I wonder if they will incorporate the new Johnny's agency. Johnny's Junior. It's a Japanese agency in Japan, talent agency. The founder died like 2 months ago, and it came out in the media that motherfucker just raped every single talent multiple times. Man and woman.
Oh fuck.
My man was just bawling. So like now there's a huge fallout to everything. So I wonder if it's going to appear in the story. I don't know in the manga, since it's been a while since I read it, but it is heavily influenced and inspired by actual real cases. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, kind of the entertainment industry in general is has a history of that. So it's not just Japan, but I wonder if more stuff like that will come to light in the show. Now I'm like, super interested to see what else is coming up for it, because the show is really good. It has really good social commentaries on various subjects, especially when it comes to just acting and the instance of child actors. And it almost seems like the mystery of finding the murderer or/ the father is secondary to what's actually going on in the show currently. Makes the story progress different and interesting.
Yeah, Akasaka Ai is a good mangaka. He's a good writer as well. He's a little bit fucked up and a little bit weird.
Well,
but
that's why he gets along with Chiromanta.
That is true.
Oh my god!
I say that Nick, he's a good writer. So but he's working.
I take it then none of us have checked out Skip to Loafer yet.
Nope.
Okay.
I saw some clips thing.
Okay.
But it wasn't on my list to watch, and I was like,
yeah, it wasn't on mine either. But it's getting good reviews, or at least it's getting good feedback from it. It's all kind of I know about that one, so I might check that out too. All right. If there's nothing else happening, then what do you say we review this military slave show that we are reviewing for essentially the second time? What do you say?
That's good. Real quick? It's going to be a quick one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Quick.
All right. Clan the drop.
Mokuri!
All right. Mokuri. Mokuri drop.
Mokuri.
Yeah, Mokuri. God damn it. I listened to some of that City Hunter podcast story.
Mm-hmm. You did? Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know how they do it. Every episode is a commentary over the episode.
I mean, again, like I said, I respect it. Like, that's passion.
I respect it. That is a lot of passion.
I couldn't. Yeah, I could never. Like, even for my favorite show, I could never sit down and discuss every single episode by episode. I feel like that would be boring, but, you know, hey, if you can make it interesting, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Play by play commentary of Mokuri dudes?
Well, no, they deeply discuss every single episode of City Hunter.
Oh.
Yeah. What's up?
Nice.
Legit City Hunter podcast.
Yeah.
So
like we came across that because of a joke that JD made, and I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it exists. There's some very specific podcasts out there, and then we actually searched it up, and sure enough, it is real.
It's ongoing. They have like 100 and like whatever episodes over City Hunter. So we cannot come on here and say we are the most dedicated City Hunter anime podcast out there. There's definitely one. Nope. One better.
But we are the second most dedicated.
Yeah, damn right. Number two.
Good enough.
All right, let me pull up the My Anime list of Area 88, the TV show from winter 2004. Who made this thing?
Group TAC.
Who are they? Group TAC?
Group TAC. Yep.
Yeah, Group TAC.
Group TAC. TAC. Everyone's heard of Group TAC.
Yeah, Technolize. Lupin. You know, those guys.
Never heard of.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of those. We'd never reviewed those before. Lupin?
Oh my. Yep. Was directed by Isamu Imakake, who has directed such amazing shows like Captain Tsubasa Road to 2002.
Ah, Group TAC. Oh,
that
Touch.
Show is great.
I forgot about that.
I love the Road 2002. That is amazing. That's one amazing anime.
Lots of key animation. It's worked on some good shows. Mostly key animation, it seems like. Fushigi Yume no Nadia, key animation, Memories, key animation, Lupin the Third, Dead or Alive, key animation, Neon Genesis Evangelion, key animation, Cowboy Bebop, Tengoku no Tobira, key animation.
Ooh.
Yeah. Animator.
All right. Area 88 TV. Synopsis is as follows. Deep in the sandy plains of the Middle Eastern kingdom of Asran, Japanese photojournalist Makoto Shinju travels to the remote airbase Area 88 to document the activities of the mercenaries who destroy the country's enemies for a living. Among their ranks is Shin Kazama, not to be confused with Jin Kazama of Tekken, but anyways, a Japanese ace pilot who was tricked by his former best friend into signing a contract with Asran's fighter squad. Because of this, he lost his career as an airline pilot and the chance to marry his fiance Ryoko Sugumo. Now Shin has three choices in order to leave Area 88 and return to Japan. Serve as the mercenary group for 3 years, earn $1.5 million, or desert the base, risking imminent death. It begins with his jealous friend that wants to be the head airline pilot as well, and he's jealous of the woman he's with, and he gets him drunk and signs his fucking name over. So, good friend.
Good friend, yeah. I mean, to be fair, that guy is pretty dumb, though. My man had everything. He was going to be given everything, and then he just decided that, I'm too busy and I need to talk business. So instead of wooing this woman that I'm planning to marry in the future, I'm going to let my friend take care of that while I go and talk business. Like, bro, are you fucked? Okay.
He is a dumb jock. Lots of dumb jock energy.
The key part to my plan, but I forgot to do it.
Oops. Yeah. So, we reviewed the show years ago, the OVA, and I guess the big question is it the same? Is it more of the same? Is it just a stretched out version of the OVA? Do you feel like you wasted your time a little bit watching these 12 episodes?
Yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I feel the exact same way. I got, through episode 2, and I went, I've seen all this already.
Yeah. I mean, it goes like that for pretty much the entire time. Maybe there's something. At least maybe we will actually get further this time.
Sure.
No, not even that. Couldn't even give us that. As a matter of fact, I mean, they got to the most important part, I guess, technically. But if we're going to be very mean about it, they technically didn't even get as far as the OVA did. And that's 3 episodes. come on. 3 one-hour episodes, but still.
Mm-hmm. Actually very different while being the same. It's kind of interesting in that regard.
Well, do tell.
I don't feel it's different enough.
There's a lot of scenes. For example, there's a pilot in the OVA that is not on the TV series, and there are pilots on the TV series. They're not on the OVA. There are scenes from his best friend and his former fiance. They are in the OVA, but are not on the TV series. Well, there are parts of the TV series in that regard that are not on the OVA. So again, it's kind of the same. The start is the same, and the finishing line is the same, but the...
God, that infuriated me. I was like, this fucking ending again? After all that?
And then, but the ending is also kind of different, because he deserted on the OVA, and this one, it's kind of like, goes to that route? But it ends with the photographer going, I think he's still flying there, still fighting. Like, well,
yeah, wait. Went back, but it's just, man.
He goes back.
It's even less satisfying. We still get the same point, because it's still safe, because all she wanted to know was that he was still alive, and now she knows he's still alive, so it's fine. Even though, he could still die at any point, but it's such an unsatisfying ending. Yeah, of course he is, but my point. It's so unsatisfying, and at the end of the day, it's this is a waste of time. This is not the sort of shit that you should be watching. If you're gonna watch Area 88, I don't really care. You watch the OVA or you watch the 2004 show. I like the 88 OVA more, just because I like a lot of flying animations and the fighting animation, the dog fighting and whatnot.
It was more gritty. It was more gritty.
Yeah, it was grittier. It was better animated. This is a lot more CG and not as good. So
everything is CG.
Either way, one you decide to go, when you watch one, no, you don't need to watch the other. There's no purpose in watching the other. You're not going to gain anything from watching the other that you didn't get here, or other way around.
I'll say, if you watch the 2004 version, watch the OVA. But if you watch the OVA, you don't need to watch the 2004 version.
I will say that if you really love this, then sure. But if you're like me, and you think, that no, don't. Like, I was not a big fan of the original either. I think I gave it like a 6 out of 10.
That's because the ending sucked.
It's great. Yeah. No, there's a lot of points in it that I just didn't really fall in love with it. It's just like, it's the same thing here. It's like, okay, it's just more of the same, and I'm even more bored now because I already know where this is going.
I would literally just be parodying you right now, Tori. We were on the same page.
Yeah. No, this is literally, as I was watching this, I'm just sitting, I was like, why did we do this again? Like, I know why, but why? Why am I doing this to myself? And at a certain point, I just started speeding up the episodes. I don't care anymore. I have lost all interest.
Well, what about you, Hickey? You mentioned so many things were different, but yet the same. Did that make any difference to you watching it, or what?
I think, first of all, it's been so long since I watched the OVA. So, yeah, I was entertained. But this is the kind of anime that it's geared towards people like me.
Okay.
Military gear. I'm entertained by that. Girls and Bones are still one of my favorite shows, regarding everything.
Yeah, but that's actually good. So,
yeah, that is
you sure about that?
Compared to AD. there isn't a lot of military aviation anime out there.
That I agree.
There's that one weird
Kotobuki?
That one with the girls and the androids, the pilots, the fighting jets.
And the
Jazz Grip and E speaks Portugal's Portuguese. Regardless. This is not. So, yeah, I think it's entertaining to see the models, to see what planes are used and how they decided to go with the fighting, especially because. In this case, there's not a lot of research, so it's very much World War II dogfighting with jets, but I think it's entertaining. I was entertained. I didn't skip any episode. I watched everything. It is new stories, new pilots. The ending is kind of the same. I think it doesn't interfere. Good enough if you're interested in military things. If you're not interested, go for the OVA. The OVA will be, it's a better story. It's a more concise story. Even the recurrent characters have different personalities in the OVA.
Right.
Like the main character in the OVA he speaks more. He's more interested in the photojournalist,
yep.
Makoto. Mm-hmm. Directly talks to the guy. He questions a lot of things about the war. It's not only about getting out or deserting or why not. He even gets thrown into jail at some point in the OVA.
Yeah,
because he refuses to follow orders and why not. And here it's kind of like he's quieter and he's just doing it to get out of this place as fast as possible. He doesn't really care much about. If he's killing someone, he's not killing someone. He's more sterile in the TV show, weirdly enough, because they have more time to flesh those kind of things out. They chose to change his personality completely.
I did notice that as well.
Even the main character is not really the same person. Mickey is still the same. He's just there. The F-14 pilot. So I do believe if you enjoy military things, this show is a good watch. But if you don't like those kind or don't care about it, but you want some interesting story about, Cold War / Modern War conflicts, which doesn't appear that much in anime, without being overly fantastic or involving a bunch of cute young girls, watch the OVA. The OVA will be way more entertaining.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the characters, because I thought they were going to go a different route, because maybe that they had to expand some of the story and whatnot, but it definitely felt slower than the OVA, even though, like, time-wise, it's not not incredibly different.
It'd be like 1 hour more.
Yeah, it's only three episodes more. And
maybe it's because the TV show is kind of chopped up and very episodic.
Right. I thought that was my complete opposite expectation. I thought they were going to do a little bit more here and there with aspects that the OVA was missing. And in fact, it was kind of worse. It was worse off for it, what they ended up doing. And, you know, I'll pose this question. If the ending was different, would that have changed kind of our outlook on the show?
Well, the ending is kind of different. It is implied that he went back to the base instead of deserting.
I don't know. My memory of the OVA was he went back.
No, he just says the scars are clear. And the people from the base, including the commander, the guy with the access core, he's pursuing also Kazuma. And they just give up and go back to the base. While he just sails across the blue sky towards the...
Oh, I remembered the Arslan
country. The Arslan country border. It ends with him going towards the sunshine and happy places, while the rest of the pilots just make a U-turn and they go back to the base. And this one kind of happens the same thing, but they are fighting as well. And he's like,
he decides to join the fight.
Yeah, and then he comes back.
No, but I mean, even then, it's like, it's still mostly the same, because it gives the same signal effect. Like, he still gets what he wants. His 2B wife, I guess, knows he's alive, and he knows she knows he's alive, so yay. He's going to be free anyways in like 3 years' time, so it's fine. like a year, 2 years. But yeah,
they're far off from the $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also just don't think, like, even with a big change in the ending, I don't necessarily think that makes this any more worth it. It might have improved my mood on the show a little bit, but like in the grand scheme of things, I don't really find, like, it's not an ending case that sort of turned me off there. It's mostly just, I don't know, a lot of the episodes feels rather empty. Like, it's not fun to watch. There's nothing that sort of guides me forward. There's more of it, but, like, is it worth it? Is it interesting enough to be worth being more of it? I don't think so. All in all, I just think, like, I feel like it's one of those cases where, like, they wanted to remake it and they needed to justify remaking it somehow, so they needed to change some stuff, but while still maintaining it the same, which is fair. But yeah, in the grand scheme of things, I just don't think, like, the changes they make are meaningful in any, or like particularly meaningful in any way.
All right. Well, the original show, as a reminder, came out in 1985. Not 1988, which would have been funny, but...
Whatever.
You know, yeah. So...
The 80s were over in a year anyways, it's fine.
Yeah, right. Now, what did I give the original show again? Let's see. Oh, boy. Log in, please. Well, how about this? Scores, while I look this up. What you got, Tori?
For this one?
Yeah.
I gave this a 5. It exists. It's a thing. I don't think it's a terrible show, but I don't enjoy it.
Same. I gave it a 5. And to comparison, I gave the OVA an 8.
Oof. I gave the OVA a 6. Okay. So this is only a 1-point downgrade, but still.
Yeah. Actually,
I heavily enjoyed the OVA compared to the TV show. It comes down to also the main character changes. It's like kind of like the story is worse than the OVA. They changed the characters, not only the story, but they also changed the characters too much. Makoto went from an interesting, thought-provoking guy to a douchebag.
Right.
Kazuma went from an interesting dude who's kind of stuck there, but he's kind of anti-war as well. To a dude who just doesn't speak and just is robotic doing shit. They got the weird guy, the pilot, who's like, yeah, I will commit war crimes. Fuck you. This is my life. I like committing war crimes. Whatever. They changed him to a hot chick.
Well, it's mid-2000s for you.
So, yeah.
Oh my god, there's a movie that also came out in 85.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I gave the original show a 7. Obviously, much of my opinion and outlook on the TV show is a downgrade from the OVA. I can't help but compare it constantly. So I'm actually going a little harsh here. I'm giving it a 4 for the newer TV show. Didn't really enjoy it as
much.
Also
a 3-point drop.
Yeah. Yeah. Discernibly worse, I think, in just about every facet. So, we're all kind of on the same page, 5-ish, around there. Not really worth it.
It's something that exists.
The OVA, yeah.
It sure does exist.
The opening is atrocious. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, if the goal was to make a worse Area 88, then I guess they succeeded.
All right, Tori, what is our next episode people can look forward to?
Our next episode is on the wonderful show that you picked, I mentioned.
Yes.
Because we have been fucking going hard on City Hunter.
Yes.
then we need to do Angel Heart, which is a spinoff of City Hunter by the same mangaka. And we're going to do the first 25 episodes of that. And then I will also let you guys know what it's like being unemployed again.
Unemployed, watching Angel Heart. Let's go.
Woo!
All right. That's this episode, much on the shorter side. See you next time, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.